Thank you, sir. We'll thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity to be with you again. And I do want to thank you for tuning in this way today. And I hope and pray the Lord will bless your day. I hope and pray that He'll speak to you. I tell you, I'm thankful today what the Lord's done, what He's done for me, what He's going to do. And I tell you, I just can't thank Him enough for saving me and calling me to preach. I love to preach. I love to be used of God. That's what I want. That's my desire. Got a long ways to go. And I'm asking God to help me every day, to use me in a better way, in a greater way. And I just want to deny myself, pick up my cross, follow wholly after Him, separate myself and dedicate my life to the Lord. I mean, just to separate myself from the world and things that's not going to satisfy. In other words, it's all right to do the things if God's given me permission to do certain things, and nothing wrong with that, nothing wrong with having a good time with the family. And all those things I like and enjoy, vacations and things like that. And God gives me permission, I go and I do it. But I tell you, first of all, I want to put God first in my life. And no matter what it is, I want to be faithful to Him. And I tell you, when I do, I find it just a great delight. I tell you, I love to please the Lord. I love Him because He first loved me. I didn't know how to love Him. I didn't know how to love nobody. But when He showed me love and He had mercy on me, a sinner, saved me, I knew what love was about then. The more I lived for Him, the more I read about Him, and the more I studied, and the more the relationship gets better. And I tell you, the more that I see that I should have got a good blistering, or God just had mercy on me, loves me, cares for me, gentle with me, I tell you, it makes me love Him more. And I tell you, I love Him because, like I said, He first loved me. And I tell you, I want to please Him. And I got a long ways to go. I'm in debt. No doubt to the world. I tell you to show them about the Lord. And I tell you, I love the Lord. I'm in debt to Him. I tell you, He saved me. He made me new. And I tell you, He washed me in His own blood. And I just want to show my gratitude by the way that I live, by giving Him my heart and obeying His voice. And I tell you, I want to help people too. I want everyone to have this salvation. I tell you, when He saved me, He made me a new creature in Christ. I mean, He changed my life completely. And I tell you, I've enjoyed this. I mean, it's been wonderful. And it's nothing like being saved. And I want everyone to know about it. I want everybody in the world to know about Him. I tell you, that's why I explain when God gives it. When I tell you about true salvation and not being counterfeited, because of the fact, I tell you, I know what it's like to be saved and born again, and the reality of it. And I have so many people that miss it all. And they think they have it, true salvation, but they don't. And I tell you, that's between you and God. But I tell you, the Lord does help me explain it sometimes. And that's why I do, because the need is great. But I tell you today, I love Him for what He's done. And I tell you, He didn't save me because I was good. He saved me because I needed saving, because I trusted Him. I wanted Him above life itself. I tell you, I came to Him and opened up my heart, and I let Him come in and just clean me up and make me new. And He did that very thing. And once He did, I've been walking in newness of life, and I've been trying to please Him. I hadn't always pleased Him. I hadn't always been satisfied with me, but I've always been satisfied with Him, just like my pastor's preached many a times. And I feel the same way. I've always been satisfied with the Lord, but I hadn't been satisfied with myself. But I tell you, I want to live a good life. I want to glorify God in the way that I live. I want to have a good name. I tell you, I want my name to mean everything. I mean, not above the Lord. Now, don't get me wrong, but what I'm saying is, who I'm representing is the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to have a good name among people. How I conduct myself, my dealings, everything that I do, I want to have a good report. And the Bible said in Proverbs chapter number 22, it says here, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and love and favor rather than silver and gold. There's some things that I tell you we need to realize, and some people never get this. I mean, life is more than riches. Life is more than money, or what money can buy, and these types of things, material things. There's more important things than that. And I'm thankful that when I got saved, He satisfied me and He takes care of me. I tell you, I'm not rich. I'm not one that's rolling in the dough, as some people would say. But I tell you, I'm one that trusts God, and He blesses and meets my needs, and I'm thankful for it. I know how to deal with things when it's very short. I've lived in times where financial things were really tight, but I've learned to trust the Lord. And I tell you, things have gotten better, and I thank God for that. It's because He did it. But I tell you, the Lord is just so faithful and loving and kind. But we learn through hard times. We learn through hardships. And we also go through things that we might also better help somebody else that may go through some of the same things. But the Bible said a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. I mean, let your name mean something, and rather choose to have a good name above a dollar. I tell you, that's what I do, and that's what I've tried to practice. I've tried to always be upright and straightforward with people, and I always be honest with them about what I'm doing. And I tell you, that's I want my heart clean. There's times where I would go back, and I used to sell produce, and I would be on the market, and I would give cash to certain ones out there, and times I would forget. I would think, well, did I pay them or did I not pay them? And I would go back, and I would ask them. And I tell you, there's one that said, well, you didn't pay me yesterday. And I thought, well, for sure I did pay them. I remembered paying them. But I said, here it is right here. I apologize for that, because I wanted my name, a good name. It's a chance that I didn't remember, and maybe I got distracted or so forth, but it wasn't intentional. But I made it right, and I wasn't about to fight over it or try to make a scene or hurt him. They say, that's all right, don't worry about it. But yet my name is what's at stake there, and my name is something that I want to uphold, because I'm representing the Lord and who I serve, and I want to do all things right. And the Bible said here that love and favor rather than silver and gold. And the rich and poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. And the Lord made us all, and he blesses some. And there's some that he blesses, and they could use it. Some of them are like the man called Job. He was a rich man, a perfect man and upright before God. In other words, he prayed always about himself, about his sins and about the sins of his children. You can go and read that. He was upright before God. He was a praying man. But God blessed him with many riches and a good family. And God blessed that. And he was able to help others. I mean, everybody knew about Job. And he had a glow about him. And people just had faith in him. And they highly respected him. He was a man of honor. How he conducted himself and how he dealt with people and the things that God gave him. He blessed others, and this man was able. But there's some that the riches just destroyed them. I mean, it's like a plague to them, and they just go and they can't handle it, and they just let the love of the world and the love of riches and what it can buy and things overwhelm them and take them down. And I tell you, the Bible said that there's the rich and there's the poor. God's made us all. And I tell you, a lot of times when people that are poor don't have much, they'll depend on God more. They'll serve God better. I tell you, that's because of this flesh. This flesh stinks and it's rotten and it's vile. And that's what it'll do. And I tell you, that's when I've done most of my growing. It's when I was hitting it hard and when things were really tight. When you do the most growing, a lot of times when you're in the midst of a storm or so forth. But I tell you, if we just live by faith, God will take care of everything. If we just put God first, He said He'll supply all of our needs according to His riches. And I tell you, He'll do that. Not our wants, but our needs. And I'm thankful for that, because I don't need all my wants. I don't need. God knows that. And so I'm thankful that He gives me what I need. And I don't want to harp and complain about my wants. If I don't get them, I don't need them. I tell you, God knows what's needed. And I tell you, I just want to glorify Him. I want Him to give me what I need to glorify Him and to live for Him and to win souls. The Bible said, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. A prudent man will foresee. He'll see what's going on. He'll stay away from these problems. And he'll stay away from these houses and these parties that have all types of alcohol and drugs and things that are going on. I tell you, you'll hide yourself from them. You won't go and you won't join yourself with it. You'll see someone or a so-called friend about to steal something. You walk away and you go your way and you don't hang around that person. And those types of things, you try to do things that are right and keep your name. You see, the Bible said here, by a good prudent man, he will foresee. He's looking out for good things, a good way, a good walk of life, a path that is a way of righteousness and not of, of filthiness and not of, of ungodliness. And the Bible tells us, the book of Proverbs, in the beginning there, he talked about one that would go and forth and do. And he said, the young man, don't follow him. Don't follow that type of living. Don't follow it. Get away from it and walk and find a good path. And there you follow and walk therein. And the Bible said, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. By humility, humbleness, and fearing God, that's true riches right there. That's true riches right there. That's the riches I want. I tell you, I want to be humble before God. I want to fear him, and I want to love him. I tell you, that's that, and he meets my needs. He feeds my soul. That's the riches that I look for. That's what I'm hungering for. It's not the dollar that will go and may buy automobiles and homes and lands and whatever I need, whatever I want. I'm thankful God meets the need, and I know we need money to live. But I don't want to follow that. I don't want to be my God. I tell you, but I want to be humble before God and fear him, and honor in life is what he'll do. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. He gives you that life, true, a good life, honorable life, when you humble yourself before God and want to please him and obey his word. Thorns and snares are in the way of the forward. He that doth keep his soul shall be far from them. Those that keep, he keeps their soul there. They stay out of those snares and ways. And you know, the Bible said here in the book of Proverbs as well about one that was simple, the one that was without understanding. And the Bible talked about that whore, that one that walked in. Here this man was simple, and she was on every corner, and she seduced him, and he fell down to it, and he ran after her, and she began to talk to him and look at him with her eyes, and no doubt just get him with her eyes and say, I've got a place prepared, and my husband's going on a long journey, and he's got a lot of money. He'll be back on a certain day. I know he won't be back before this time, and so forth. And she encouraged him, and the lust that was in his flesh, he followed her. And the Bible said that man was a man of no understanding. I tell you, a man that's going to have a hard time. I mean, I tell you, go that way. I tell you, the Bible said it's like filling your mouth with gravel. I tell you, it's going to be a hard time, a hardship, and you're going to pay for your sin. And it talks about this right on down here in verse number 8. He that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity, and the rod of his anger shall fail. The Bible says, the train up, in verse 6, a child in the way he should go, when he's old, he will not depart from it. We ought to raise our children up in the right way, in the way they ought to go, that they also could have a good name, because they're representing us. My children's representing me, and how they live is a reflection on me. But I love them, and I try to bring them up to nurture and admonition of the Lord. And when they're old, I know they won't depart. They'll come back to what they've heard. But I see my time so quickly coming and going today. But I hope and pray today there's a blessing to you. And I pray if you're not saved, that you get saved, you come to him. Just pour out your heart with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. God will he don't despise it. He'll save you. And I see my time's gone. God bless you in Jesus' precious name, and amen.